Now, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, dear listeners. Wherever you find yourself, I do hope you know you are out and about and enjoying some of the wonderful sunshine that comes along with the cold, cool air that makes you want to run inside and hide under the covers. Now, for this morning's discussion here on The Brand Conversation, which forms part of your number one talk radio station every day, that being Eagle FM, is that we're going to be looking at what makes seasonal marketing tick, as well as, you know, how good is it? How good is seasonal marketing for that matter? Now, as we hear in the midst of winter, and remember, guys, with the discussion from yesterday with regards to, you know, the trade shows and how they form part, you know, how your planning should also be taken, into consideration in participation at such events. Those events, if you have not noticed, they also form part of some form of seasonal marketing campaigns or seasonal promotional or branding campaigns. Ultimately, as most vintagers here in the country, here in the capital, as well as also wherever you find yourself across the country, in each urban setting, you know that your municipality or your local authority has an annual. It's either going to be a trade fair, or it's either going to be an expo, or it's either going to be a trade show. And you know that your local authority has one such platform annually in terms of not just providing some form of culture or entertainment, but also some platform for business and commerce to take place as well. Now, if you haven't noticed it, you're going to notice it now. Most of the trade shows, expos, and such platforms, promotional and branding platforms are centered around specific seasons. They're not centered around the end of the year season, that being, which is the positioning in close to Christmas. They're not in the new year, meaning in January, February, because we are exiting from the aspect of getting into the new year, getting into the drive of facilitating getting ready for the whole year ahead, as well as also that you've got a lot of parents who have to deal with the back to school craziness. I'll say craziness because there's a lot of craziness that usually takes place there, and a lot of businesses wishes to first tap into the back to school mania, and then you cascade into the rest of the months. That's on the first 3 months up to March. And that's why you normally would not see any kind of business platforms like trade shows or expos or exhibitions taking place almost in those first 3 months. Well, if you're going to tell me about the World Expo, please, guys, that was in Dubai. In Dubai, those guys have time for that. You also have to understand Dubai is technically in a Muslim country. And you have to understand they don't have the same way we look at the situation of going to school and all that, because they would be in the throes of their school year. They're in the Northern Hemisphere. So ultimately, you've also got a different positioning in terms of the seasons taking place in the Northern Hemisphere as opposed to the Southern Hemisphere, where our Southern Hemisphere, our summers lapse from or flow over from 1 year to the next year. Our winters are smack bang in the middle of the year, that being the end of May to August period and beginning of September period, as well as also that we've got an autumn period between, if we can call it autumn, that's now April to May, 1st of June, and we've got a spring scenario from September up to October. Now, I've just outlined there to you guys the flow of our seasons. And it falls within the flow of our discussion for today, being seasonal marketing. Now, before we get into our first break, into our first ad break here, that's also going to be creeping up on me. The aspect of seasonal marketing helps you, firstly, you, the executive, the marketer, the promotional or communications person. It helps you to understand how the flow of your year looks like in terms of activities. If you sectionalize and you identify the seasons first, or you start with first identifying said seasons, then you will know which events are usually clustered or cluttered or positioned around specific seasonal periods. So we start off with the basics. The basics are always Christmas at the end, New Year's at the beginning. Then you've got the normal holidays. For example, in Namibia, we've got Independence first. Then you've got Easter weekend coming. And then you've got the other public holidays to follow. Usually the other public holidays do not carry as much significance as the Christmas period, the Easter weekend period, as well as also the Independence period. Because you and I know the Independence period technically can be something for a week, even though it's just one day in Namibia's history. It can be something geared towards at least a week's sort of like approach in terms of marketing. And then you get the other campaigns or the other promotional activities that are outside of the holiday periods. What do I mean by that? These other campaigns are these various campaign items like Mother's Day, Father's Day, back to school. There is the Black Friday scenario that happens in November. Then you've got something like the cancer, or you know, the types of cancer campaigns that also take place, because you have a lot of marketing associations or marketers or executives and companies and organizations that participate in certain, you know, I almost said like corporate social responsibility campaigns related in that regard. For example, like sports teams that would wear entirely pink in you know, to celebrate and to help to support something like breast cancer. And then ultimately, with something like the end of year, with the month of November as well, you've got the Movember campaign that also exists for men. That being where us guys, we have to grow a mustache. That's if some of you can grow a mustache. Let's just you know, acknowledge that some of us can, and some of us are disadvantaged from not being able to grow some sort of vegetation, but that is the campaign period itself, and that Movember period, right? They call it Movember because it's mustache for November. Supposedly it's the only time when we as men are allowed to grow a mustache. That Movember itself, that's the whole month of November. And in itself, you get the Black Friday campaigns, as well as also, they sometimes call it, I see some organizations have deemed it the Black November campaigns entirely. Because the Black Friday has to take place almost as the last Friday of the month of November, or it's the, you know, just at the end of the month in itself in some cases. Some cases you get like the whole week is a campaign technically, and building up to this, the last day, which is deemed as the Black Friday campaign day. Now we've got to understand, guys, most of these terminologies are adopted now here in Namibia. Most of these campaigns are now adopted, except was now for the ones that are our public holidays and that do form part of our holiday periods already. For example, Christmas, Independence, Easter, and then the public other public holidays that we've got. So you've got to know that those things exist already. Mother's Day, Father's Day, Movember, breast cancer awareness, or any other of the various strains of cancer awareness campaigns. And then also Movember, because Movember is technically in to support male testicular cancer or prostate cancer as well. That as well, and then the Black Friday campaigns. Those are adopted campaigns that we now have here in Namibia. But if you structure everything, if you structure your campaign based upon the season, it'll make it easier for you to identify all those campaigns as well. It's not just about month per month. You can do that. It's a bit more tedious, I'd say, because I have to share it. If you have to look at everything month per month, you might get some, some overlapping scenarios taking place. For example, 1 year, as you and I would know, Easter is usually the first weekend of April, but sometimes Easter is like the last weekend of March. Or it's like the second weekend into the month of September, of April. So it does make it slightly different sometimes how to discern whether or not, you know, where Easter would fall. And ultimately that's something that's always communicated coming from, the powers that be in the Vatican there in Italy. So sometimes trying to anticipate where Easter would fall, you would have to work almost like 6 months in advance, that being the previous year, to determine where Easter would be for the next year. Anything based upon like the normal public holidays, that's pretty easy to understand. You just find out which date is which, and then you can position everything accordingly. However, staying strictly on the seasons. Now, sometimes some researchers, and I mention it as some researchers have labeled it as seasonal business or season, or each season, you know, for a business to try and adapt to the purchasing, to the behavior of customers and, you know, the various markets that you operate in. Now, when you look at seasonal marketing or seasonal business operations, you would ask me, Dwight, but that sounds like, you know, you having to reorganize every 3 months or every period. Now, every 3 months is technically a quarter of a year because there are 12 months in a year. And it's not actually what most of the marketing experts are indicating towards. They're indicating towards that you follow the flow of the season. So that means you follow the flow of the types of psychology, behavior, and energy addressed, packaged, found within each season. Now, just like the different seasons, the different weather seasons that we experience as people.
Gusa etokoro lyohunga. Lipoperanya moge, popera wakweni. Ninka wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba, owen organ sesungumi. Moktura moe hundro lyowamba zuma okokom, dimogwanakoma pukurugomanzi. Tumako WhatsApp kono morozo utantandatu zime, ntatwe utantane, mbali ntane. Ndidingurako Facebook ko VMMC Namibia.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
Now, just coming back from our extended break. Now, as mentioned, guys, as we as people experience the different weather systems, in the physical format, in terms of how time changes, air becomes colder or hotter, and then you start seeing either clouds or you start seeing just, you know, cold air everywhere, is that businesses itself also go through certain business cycles. Now, these cycles also play a huge part in how we make our decisions for marketing strategies and resources. Said resources, guys, is what I pointed towards yesterday in the expo or the exhibition and trade show attendance types of budgeting that you need to look at. That technically determines where, how you're going to be participating in terms of branding, providing exposure or accessing exposure platforms for the business operations and products. And at the same time also, the seasons of business is also deemed as a very adequate, very sort of like a explanatory approach towards how you as a marketing executive, as a communications executive, doesn't matter, or as an advertising executive, how you can determine what aspect of a business that you find yourselves currently in and also where you want to move forward as well. Now, we've got the four main seasons, that being spring, summer, autumn, winter. We have it. Everyone has it across, well, unless you're living in the tropics. But where we find ourselves, we're in the southernmost points of the southern hemisphere. So this is vital for us to understand in terms of how this would assist you And it doesn't matter what, you know, marketing or advertising function you find yourself in terms of how to determine and adjust with regards to the season that you find yourself in. Now, this is how you and your organization can have the sense of productivity, fulfillment, and also growth to participate in each season, whichever season you find yourself in, and how to adapt, you know, accordingly. Now, the seasons of business, which is this umbrella term that I'm bringing to us for our discussion, has to do essentially with each season, as each season represents an aspect of building a business and either or personal growth. Now, there are a lot of examples of how a season relates to what you're doing on a day-to-day basis or even on a year-to-year basis. Now, you can also find that businesses, or that you can find that a business will be in a season that you didn't quite anticipate. That sometimes does happen. It does, you know, bring up some surprises from there. And also whether you are suddenly super busy trying to execute various projects at the same time. Now, this is all about also potentially maybe that extra time will help to learn how to use modern marketing techniques as well, and also to stay up to date with various literature to support in that regard. Now, you have to understand, guys, in business, doesn't matter what organization it is, business is like a season. Everything is cyclical. It's cyclical, you know? Like the old adage says, what goes around has to come around. And that's how the system of a even business processes, even your life sometimes, has to flow sometimes. Now, I'm not a master of anyone's life except for mine, but ultimately you see the same recurring theme or the same recurring trend sometimes come and go, ebb and flow. Now, if we start off with the four seasons of business, and the first that being of spring, so we start off with spring, which is usually end of our year, beginning of our new year. Now, spring is about potential and possibility. Now, to give you a clear perspective on how the seasons apply to your business, you got to compare them to getting a garden ready. So, for example, if you've got a garden at home, how you would apply or how you would try to, you know, set certain processes and systems in place for your garden to be ready. Now, we here in Namibia, we know when spring comes, it's associated with various physical weather trends, hot air, you know, intense sunlight. You start seeing a lot more birds and bees around, a lot more insects. Plants are starting to bloom everywhere. Now, for that part, a lot of people out there think or anticipate that spring, you know, is all about some form of a sense preparation and new beginnings. And if you apply that to, for example, like a garden scenario, it's about getting your seeds ready indoors or getting everything ready, watering, and then also ensuring that the infrastructure in the garden is set up. Now, this has to do, this is the analogy we're using for, or the example we're using for how you need to adapt business approaches for each season. Now, from that sense, guys, you've got to understand that there will be some intensely hot weeks if you start off in spring. And in those intensely hot weeks, you know, sometimes you'll also have to, you'll see certain trends coming about in terms of either staying hydrated. You'll see various kinds of beverage companies, like soft drink companies, as well as also water companies sometimes, coming out indicating stay hydrated, or remember that hot summer has to do with the latest beverage or carbonated beverage that you need to buy into. And that's how they would say, okay, that's where the cycle, the season influences specific patterns, specific purchase patterns. Now, it depends on your product, guys. What product from your business or organization do you represent? How do you identify in which season do you either have a peak trend in activity, business activity, or you will start seeing sort of like a dipped, a flatlined, or even just a declining trend heading into a new season out of the current season that usually culminates in sort of like a very busy period as well. Now, this is the same approach, you know, like anyone who has a little bit of an agrarian background to them, meaning someone that knows how to plant, to till a little bit of a piece of land, as well as also then sow and then harvest later on. That's the same process that you would see. That's the same process you would see. Preparation at the end and then completion at the other end. Now, that's also how you have to factor in the year. Now, what this garden analogy translates towards any business is that spring is the time when you start planting seeds for new growth. Spring is also called usually or referred to as a season of birth. Although our spring, we've got to understand, guys, our spring is at the end of our year. And you have to understand that spring for other parts in the world, like the Northern Hemisphere, is usually when we've got our winter or when our winter is about to start. That's when their spring is about to start. Our spring is September, as mentioned, September, October. From there on, right, you've got to be developing your marketing strategies as well. You've got to be developing marketing. Even though the calendar year is not done, it does not mean that preparation needs to stop. It does not mean that. In the same regard also, this is also where the establishment of various relationships with, various stakeholders, for example, in the overall business sense, the overall business community, also has to be strengthened further. Now, if you're in this...
Ushua kokusha oshikwiri rimba oshina hepero momunyovye tupeva peyuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunova ungure ovapuike, odhonongo, nova harupu okukuvatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiririmba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa wedha ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako omana omanene shimuna omaile no Topra. Tuvadha po mura rimbui o Naismith, mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts, tukupa onji viro othemba, ohunga, novitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Now, coming back from our quick break right there, and just ending off with a spring start with our first season, you've got to understand when you're in the season for your business or your operations or your marketing campaigns, you'll be full of energy. You'll also have some forms of new ideas, new approaches, and also that new campaigns or new projects like new service offerings might be coming out for the market that you represent. Now, remember, guys, when our spring is at the end of this, it's close to the end of our calendar year, that being September to October, leading a little bit into November, ultimately, with December starting off with our full-on summer period, heading into March at least. Now, I've given you that scenario of how it would flow. Now, what happens if things turn up a little bit hotter when you get into summer? Now, when you get into summer, summer season is usually like in full swing, or where most of what has been prepared in the spring season will lead you into the summer season. Now, the summer season, as I mentioned, guys, the summer season would also signal to various kinds of marketing communication that you would observe coming out. I mentioned first and foremost the aspect of certain campaigns like the Movember one, which is in support of men's various forms of men's cancer. But then ultimately you also get the other corporate one, which is the other campaign to do with either the Black Friday or the Black November. So some companies have now done it where they label the whole month of November or the week before the Black Friday sale period as some sort of special period for said marketing. Now, it forms part of their early summer marketing campaigns, where some of them would be specifically targeting that month of November for, you know, in order to prepare for the month of December's holiday period in that regard. But this is also a build up into the main summer session. Remember, there's some campaigns that provide a build up scenario leading into the main season itself. Now, in that same regard, in that same picture. With summer, this is the period, the season for nurturing and also to tend to specific growth within your campaign. Now, you've got to make sure that you've also put into place in spring, you know, whatever needs to continue to grow ahead into summer. You don't want a quick growth with regards to any kind of marketing campaign that you're going to apply. You don't want that. You want something building up gradually heading into the summer period, because the summer period or the summer season is technically slightly longer than the spring season. You've got to also factor that in. The summer season in Namibia is technically longer than the spring season. The same also in comparison to the winter and autumn comparisons. Now, a lot of this is reflected in the summer season of your business. Because if you're in the summer phase, you have to pay close attention to your operations to keep your business growing. For sure. For sure. Most cases all around the country in summer, which is the beginning of December leading into March. For December alone, the whole month of December, you can technically say that December is a month of vacation, resting period for many people who are trying to recuperate energy levels when the new year begins, or they're just trying to have a little bit of resting time at home or away from home or away from work and so on. And there's a lot of traveling also taking place. Now, that whole month of December technically is the start of the summer period, and technically is also one of the busiest periods in the Namibian business calendar. That month of December alone. December alone can also be constituted where a lot of businesses are trying to capitalize on making just the big, big revenue sales or revenue collections for themselves before their financial years always. Because in corporate, in the corporate sense or in the business sense, a financial year needs to end by March of the new year. Sometimes some companies have pushed it either May, April. Sometimes it's either June or July or even in August, you know, from a July to August or a June to July or a May to June scenario, because it always just falls outside the spectrum of like our government, the Namibian government's financial year end, which is always April to March. Sorry, not April to March, February to March. February to March period. So in that same picture, you can then see how a financial year would flow, and this impacts how your summer campaigns would be directed. How they would be directed. Now, the reason why some corporates, and this is just to provide you with some overview, is that some corporates need to target their financial years to fall within a low period or a lull period for their business season or their business trends. So you've also got to identify where your financial year ends. You've also got to understand the implications of such a decision if you already have one. But if you decide to change it up and readjust it in order of where you've got reporting functions to be made more convenient to you, you've also got to understand that it'll have major implications either on some form of your marketing budgeting or just your marketing implementation strategies. Now, with regards to summer here in Namibia is all about targeting the big holiday period in Namibia. The big holiday period. In the northern hemisphere of the world, their big holiday period is June, July. And at the end of the year, they've got Christmas separately. So what do we have here in respect of that? We technically have the big school holiday, which is now the current one that's going to start from this Friday or from today for some schools. And this is going to be it's going to be a month and a half, guys. 6 weeks of the children being at home. So that makes it a big marketing, perspective to take into consideration. Ultimately, at the end of the year, it's the summer season. Beginning of the year, you've only got the public holidays and Easter weekend to contend with or to work with. So now do you see how the balance looks like? There are three periods throughout the year for you to target. If you take a look at that, this is in the stage of where your business or your marketing strategy is where all your creativity and energy of the spring will have calmed slightly down, but you have to get, or you must get your projects closer to a completion period within the summer period of your business operations, your business trends, your business cycle for this regard. Because you've got to understand, for the summer period, it's all about capitalizing as much as possible, but also then ending off certain specific periods to do with your marketing in those periods as well. Because you can't drag it out for much longer than it can last. Now, then you get into the autumn period of said cycle. The autumn period. This is also deemed or considered to be some form of maturity in your campaign. Remember, this is something you'll be going through year in, year out. So this is a form of maturity of any campaign that you're going to be instituting during, starting off in spring, heading into autumn. For that matter, if you take a look at Namibia's flow in terms of this, this would be from September, or late August, September, October, heading then into the next year of April, May, first week of June. Remember that. It constitutes that type of timeline. Now, this is all based upon the work that you've placed, that you've put into motion in the spring trend, as well as also the summer trend or the summer time periods for your marketing operations or your communications operations or your branding operations. And then ultimately, this is where at autumn, you need to see the maturity take place. Now, the maturity is where you see sort of like the return on investment, scenario to be assessed, evaluations to be taken place, and just to assess how the trend of business had flowed. Now, if you, let's say you're still the gardener, which is the marketing officer, the gardener, if you've been regularly tending to your garden in this regard, you should be able to know what weeds, what invasive types of plant species you'll have to work out and, you know, weed out and get rid of that does not spoil any harvest or your garden for that matter. Because autumn, temperatures are changing. Things are becoming cooler and colder. So you need to scale a little bit down, and you know that specific plants or specific vegetables can't be grown in the period of autumn. So you've got to, you know, tend a little bit to the garden, pay a little closer attention, and then reap any awards or harvest any rewards that have been produced from your careful attention coming in the spring, the preparations in spring, the ability, the full flourishing growth in summer, and then heading into the autumn period. Now, these rewards, guys, these rewards may mean landing either any kind of clients or seeing any kind of, you know, sort of like expanded growth taking place or exponential sales conversions that have been generated from the marketing activity that you've invested in the spring and summer periods, pushing towards the autumn periods, and then ultimately, you know, converting into any kind of sort of like positive evaluation statistics or information that you can derive from them, because you then see, okay, some things worked, some things did not work. There was a different approach for a specific trend in the summer period. So we've got to understand what will potentially happen heading into next year, or what are the latest trends going into the next cycle. Now, you've got to understand, guys, this basically breaking everything up into the summer, into these periods, into these seasonal periods or these seasonal quarters helps you to also understand how many campaigns are established. It's really, guys, it's One of the core things I've always tried to understand how some of the marketing guys here in Namibia, and that's coming now even from this, from when I was just a student itself, you know, on a university, coming then into the professional setup or the career line setup, to understand how these campaigns are structured. Do people just go and say, okay, let's just pick a date, or we look at a function, or we look at an internal scenario? In most cases, you would be observing that they're actually following trend, or a known trend to you and I. And those trends, guys, usually die off either in the autumn phase, like I mentioned, and they, you know, this is where you've got to assess, reap the rewards or reap the harvest that was, that had developed and matured, and then ultimately just restructure, prepare, evaluate, and then see what to do for the next period. Now, from the autumn period, as I mentioned, guys, the autumn period, just like your spring period, is very short in Namibia. We're now talking about the physical weather aspect. It's a very short period. It's very short. Month and a half. We get into the winter. Winter, which reflects the almost the similar length, just like the summer period in the country. So our winter, where we find ourselves now, starting from last week of May, heading into August. So you see 3.5 weeks, three and a half months at least. That alone constitutes our winter period. Now, we're quickly going to head into our next ad break and come back.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or the Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda.
Now we come back from our extended break right there and stepping into our last, apologies guys, into our last discussion point in terms of how to establish your marketing campaign or even just your business campaigns with regards to the seasons of, well, where you find yourself. Now we finished off with the autumn, we finished off with the summer, we finished off with the spring. Spring is always the birth season, summer, the growth, autumn, the maturity, and winter, well, winter in some cases would be deemed as the resting period. Not in Namibia sometimes. In Namibia, winter would sometimes also act as another type of growth scenario as well. Because winter is now deemed in the smack bang in the middle of your calendar year. Now your calendar year, guys, remember, is your from 1st of Jan to the 31st of December. That's your calendar year. Your seasonal year can also differ. Remember, our spring starts now, September, August. Our winter is in the middle of the new year. Technically, this winter season that we're having has to do with our seasonal change stretching from last year into this year. And if you're trying to structure things in accordance with your calendar, well, your calendar can slightly confuse you, but ultimately your seasonal approach can help you go ahead or can help you adjust as well and have some form of, just quick navigation and quick adaptation taking place. Now with winter, as mentioned, should be deemed as the season for resting, recuperation, adjusting, adapting, understanding, planning, preparing. Because when winter ends, you'll start with spring again. You'll start with spring again. Now, let's understand this. The winter season is, in some cases, some parts of the world, is deemed as the time for you to recover from the busy periods of spring and summer. In some parts of the world. Here in Namibia, usually winter reflects as one of the busiest periods in the year, because ultimately winter is smack bang in the middle of our year. It's smack bang. If you had to compare our winter season, us and that of South Africa's, and you compare it to the same middle part of the year, that being the June, July, August scenario, to the Northern Hemisphere, their Northern Hemisphere gets very busy during their summer months. This is our winter months. The same corresponding period. There's some form of intense activity taking place. But let's understand this. It's about how and which kind of marketing campaigns are applicable. In our winter scenario, there are certain marketing and communication campaigns that are now very much applicable right now. For example, if you guys have ever gone into your favorite retailer here in the country, well, with winter, it comes with what? Soup, cups of soup that you can buy with a little brechen, with a little margarine or butter brechen. Now that itself is telling you it's a campaign. It's a marketing strategy. You need to get something warm into your belly to just give you some extra heat to work with. Well, if you understand the physiology aspect with regards to cold climates, your body burns twice as much more energy in terms from your body. Your body burns energy in order to stay warm. So it has to burn twice as much more energy. And from that part, the marketers who are in charge of those little soup little stands and soup stalls that sell you that nice warm Mindstone cup of soup, with a Brechen on the side, they know you will automatically tune into like a $5 Namibian soup, soup stall and try to just get something to nibble on, something to drink and something to consume. Now you've got to understand, as I said, certain marketing campaigns function very well in the winter period. Very well. And in that same sense, for some marketers, winter is also the opposite. A time of preparation, completion of projects, reporting about the effectiveness and impact of said projects and said endeavors and how they carry on to the next season, which is spring, which is about to, you know, come up in September. Now, from this, what you can find useful from the winter period is when you're in the winter season, is that you have to consider the business aspects that you need to change or that you need to let go. Remember, this is also a time of reflection. This is also a time of evaluation in order to see what had worked, what had not. What was impactful, what was not. Understand this. Because if you are constantly evaluating during each season, that means you have an overload in terms of projects and not enough time is given to each project that you're implementing. Because you will constantly have to implement, see if it grows, if it doesn't grow, evaluate immediately, and then try to find a solution or try to bring in a new campaign to work from there. Thus, creating what? A haphazard approach to the entire scenario of planning and working into a cycle and working out of the cycle. Work and then planning for the new cycle and getting out of that cycle as well. Now, ultimately, guys, in terms of that, you've got to understand in the business sense, even in the marketing sense, which, well, marketing has to align to the business center, the business cycle as well, the marketing cycle to the business cycle, is that everything flows in a cycle. Everything flows in a trend. Everything ebbs and it flows. Goes up and it comes back down. Goes up and it comes back down. So you've got to understand that trends exist. Trends exist. But ultimately, that is the discussion in terms of, you know, how to stay adrift or how to stay atop or how to stay in charge or at the top wave of said trends. That is one of the most impactful things that we will have to discuss in another session of the Brand Conversation for that matter. Now, here on the session of today, do stay tuned as you can find the On The Radar team to follow strictly after this segment of the Brand Conversation. Ultimately, also, do remember, guys, to send some of your suggestions, some of your discussion points, some of your contributions also on the LelaPay platform, because from there on, we'll also be able, if you can't call through or give us or give your insights here on air, we can also get some of your insights coming through from that platform and also to try and understand, you know, what your questions are, how they can be answered, and, you know, certain feedbacks that you also want to provide. On that note also, do stay tuned as you will find me later on tonight on the Business and Economic Zone. I'll be here later on tonight at 6:30. But ultimately, following right after me is the On The Radar team who will take you in to the next discussion. Now, as mentioned, you can always also find us on our social media. Do leave some of your comments. Do also interact with us there on that platform, on our platforms, because ultimately that's where we reach. We also extend to reach out to you even further. For example, you can see my lovely face there on our Facebook streaming platform. While my sound guy is slightly giggling at me. He's obviously got a different approach in terms of whether or not I've got a sexy face or not. But ultimately, that is one of the other platforms where you can also leave us any kind of contributions that you want us to also look at and also discuss and perhaps also provide some feedback for you on. Now, on that note, it brings me to the end of today's program. And let's see each other again later today as the On The Radar team are ready to make their entrance.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of LelaPay. LelaPay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on LelaPay? place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or The Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people.